I'm Kathy Geary, and welcome to Now and Then. We're going to be exploring the music of the American singer-songwriter James Taylor. James Taylor, that's from his 1976 album, In the Pocket, Shower the People. And when you look at who is singing on this recording with him, you kind of get a little picture of the community, the music community, out in Los Angeles at the time. Art Garfunkel is singing on that track. David Crosby from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Bonnie Raitt, Stevie Wonder, Carly Simon, Joni Mitchell. What an amazing song. So James Taylor, you know, it's such beautiful music. He has such a gift for melody. And when he sings, he sounds so calm. And, you know, that impression that you have of his music kind of belies the fact that the subject and the things that he's writing about are straight-ahead serious lyrics. He's an interesting man. He's an American. He was born in Boston, Massachusetts, and he was raised in North Carolina. And he comes from a pretty big family. He's like the second youngest kid. But he was a troubled teenager. He was depressed and he was agitated. And when he's 17 years old, he commits himself to a psychiatric hospital in Massachusetts in 1965. He's 17. And so he finishes high school at a school associated with a hospital. And like so many of the other singer-songwriters that I cover here on my show, he goes to New York City. He goes to Greenwich Village. And he starts singing there down in the village at the Night Owl Cafe. And he forms his first band called The Flying Machine, right? So there's a lot of people down there in the village, and they're all having different experiences. But James Taylor, he gets addicted to heroin. He falls prey to his depression, and he has serious problems with his music and his band and his manager. And his father drives up and rescues him and brings him back home to Carolina. And so he kind of he stabilizes himself again. And he's writing songs. He wrote a lot of songs while he was in New York. And in 1967, he decides to move to London. So he goes to London. And when he's in London, some amazing things happen to him. The Beatles had formed their first record label, their big Apple Corps, the Apple record label. And James Taylor records some demos in London, and he takes them to Peter Asher, who is the head of A&R for the Beatles at Apple. And they sign him. So, you know, when Asher shows the demos to Paul McCartney, this is a quote from Paul McCartney, quote, "I just heard his voice and his guitar, and I thought he was great. And he came and he played live, so it was just like, wow, he's great." I love that. So James Taylor becomes the very first non-British act signed to the Apple label, the Beatles Apple label. And he records his very first album in October 1968 at Trident Studios in England. And at the very same time he's recording, the Beatles are also recording the White Album. And so McCartney and George Harrison actually visit Taylor during his recording sessions. And we're going to hear a couple of tracks from that first album. We're going to hear Carolina in My Mind. And Paul McCartney is playing bass on this track. And George Harrison is playing guitar on this track. McCartney is credited on the album cover and Harrison is not. And this is on the Apple label. And there's a lyric in the song Carolina on My Mind, and the lyric, "The holy host of others standing around me." That's a reference that James Taylor makes to the Beatles. And then we're going to hear another track from that same album called Something in the Way She Moves, which is a James Taylor composition. And that inspired George Harrison to write the song Something. Something in the Way She Moves attracts me like no other lover. So this is an amazing album on the Apple label from 1968, James Taylor's debut album. We'll start with Carolina in My Mind.
In my mind I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Now can't you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Karen, she's a silver sun. You best walk her away and watch it shine. Watch her, watch the morning come.
silver tear appearing. Now I'm crying, ain't I? I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. There ain't no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around. Whisper something soft and kind. And hey, babe, the sky's on fire. I'm dying, ain't I? I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Dark and silent late last night, I think I might have heard the highway call. Geese in flight and dogs at bite. And signs it might be omens say I'm going, going, gone to Carolina in my mind. Now with a holy host of understanding round me, no, no, still I'm on the dark side of the moon. And it looks like it goes on like this forever. You must forgive me. If it's up in my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Can you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine to take me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can you see the sunshine? Or can you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina.
Sunset seems to leave you weary, alone and wondering who you are. Don't deny that lonely feeling, babe, that keeps stealing on you from deep down inside. Hey, can't you see that it's no good concealing a feeling? It hurts you to hide when you can come home to me. Yes, I'm happy to hear what you got to say to me, babe, all the way. Girl, you can count on me. Watch the shadows fade away and brighten your night with my day. Sunset, hot and cold, running smiles and tears. A bright outside to match your foolish pride, but not a word for the lonely years. Please come back home to me. Now you won't have to say that you'll stay with me, baby. No, it's not that way.
Just come back home to me. Watch those shadows fade away and brighten your night with my daybreak sunset. You don't have to cry no more. Now everything's gonna be just fine. Watch out, baby, here it comes. Right around the corner, here it comes. Just brighten your night.
Something in the way she moves, or looks my way, or calls my name, that seems to leave this troubled world behind. And if I'm feeling down and blue, or troubled by some foolish game, she always seems to make me change my mind. And I feel fine anytime she's around me now. She's around me now, almost all the time. And if I'm well, you can tell she's been with me now. She's been with me now quite a long, long time, and I feel fine. Every now and then the things I lean on, they lose the meaning, and I find myself careening into places where I should not let me go. No, she has the power to go where no one else can find me, and to silently remind me of the happiness and good times that I know. Just got to know them. It isn't what she's got to say, or how she thinks, or where she's been. To me, the words are nice the way they sound. I like to hear them best that way. It doesn't matter what they mean. She says them mostly just to calm me down. And I feel fine anytime she's around me now. She's around me now almost all the time. And if I'm well, you can tell she's been with me now. She's been with me now quite a long, long time, and I feel fine.
James Taylor from his self-titled debut album, 1968, on the Apple label. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. So that song that we just heard inspired George Harrison to write Something in the Way She Moves. So there we are. Apple is running into legal problems. James Taylor is now managed by Peter Asher. He also produced the album that we just heard. So James Taylor gets into more difficulties, some drug problems, and he leaves England and moves back to New York in 1968. But Peter Asher remains his manager. He checks himself back into a rehab facility. So that following year, July, that very next year, he does a very important gig out at the Troubadour in Los Angeles. And also in 1969, he plays at the Newport Folk Festival, that famous festival. In fact, I think he was the final act on that show. So he's out in California. He moves to California and he signs a new record contract. He's now with the Warner Brothers label, and he stays with Warner Brothers through most of the 70s. In fact, some of his biggest selling albums are the ones that come out in 1970. He begins recording Sweet Baby James in December 1969. Out in California, Peter Asher is still producing and is still his manager. And he records this album with Carole King playing the piano on this album. And he has a really famous song that he records on this record called Fire and Rain. I always thought that I'd see you again sometime. And the song deals with his time in and out of psychiatric institutions, his difficulties with that. And it's a song, it's about the suicide of his close friend, Suzanne Schneer. So let's listen to a couple of tracks from James Taylor's 1970 album, Sweet Baby James. We'll be hearing Fire and Rain, followed by Blossom. James Taylor.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time. My back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see. Blossom, smile, some sunshine down my way. Lately I've been lonesome. Blossom, it's been much too long a day. Seems my dreams have frozen, melt my cares away. Send the sunshine down my way. All the same. Blossom, there's an empty road behind.
sweet dream on my mind. There's a song inside me, take these chains away. Now send the sunshine down my way whenever you call my name. I know what you mean to say to me, girl, it's all the same. Blossom, smile, some sunshine down my way. Lately I've been lonesome, blossom. It's been much too long a day. Seems my dreams have frozen, melt my cares away. La 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 la.
James Taylor from his Sweet Baby James album. You know, he was nominated for a Grammy Album of the Year for that recording. And it was an incredibly successful album for him. And he released that album in February of 1970. And in 1971, he has a Time magazine cover. So he becomes internationally successful at this point. And his next recording, which is also on Warner Brothers, he released in January of 71, Mudslide Slim and the Blue Horizon. And it has one of his most famous tracks on it. Carole King is still recording with him. She was with him on the Sweet Baby James album playing piano. And she's also recording with him on the Mudslide Slim album. And he records one of her compositions, Carole King's You've Got a Friend, and it becomes one of his biggest hits. And it's interesting because the backing vocals on You've Got a Friend is James Taylor and Joni Mitchell. So let's listen to that Carole King composition from James Taylor's Mudslide Slim. We're also going to be listening to the title track from that same album, which is one of James Taylor's compositions. James Taylor, Carole King, You've Got a Friend.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking on your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running and
spring, summer, or fall. Yeah. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, baby, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah, you've got a friend. Mudslide Slim and the Blue Horizon. Whoa, Mudslide, I'm depending on you. I don't know, but I've been told there's a time from time. I can't eat, I can't sleep, but I just might move my feet. 'Cause there's nothing like the sound of sweet soul music to change a young lady's mind. And there's nothing like a walk on down by the bayou to leave the world. Mudslide, I'm depending upon you, Mr. Mudslide Slim and the Blue Horizon. I've been letting the time. I'm gonna cash in my hand and pick up on a piece of land and build myself a cabin back in the woods. Lord, it's there I'm gonna stay until there comes a day when this old world starts to change in for the good. Now the reason I'm smiling is over on an island on a hillside in the woods where I belong. Wanna thank Jimmy, Jimmy, John, and Mick and Lori, the No Jets Construction, for setting me down a homestead on the farm. Whoa, Mudslide, I'm depending upon you. Mudslide, Slim, and the Blue Horizon.
working on a fretless bass, babe. Oil slick, slipping and a slapping and a sliding on.
James Taylor, Mudslide Slim. That was his 1971 album. Things are good for James Taylor about this time. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. So here we go. He is 1971. Carole King is playing piano on that album, and he also marries Carly Simon that year. Also a singer-songwriter in her own accord. In 1975, he releases an album entitled Grilla, and he's still on the Warner Brothers label. Peter Asher is still producing and managing him. And there's a really fun track on that album I want to play. It's called Mexico. It's kind of the lighter side of James Taylor. This is a really beautiful period for him in his life, and you can hear it in the music. This track, Mexico, is great. It also features a couple of other musicians, which we've heard on the show here now and then. David Crosby and Graham Nash are singing on this track with James Taylor. From his Grilla album, this is Mexico.
Way down here, you need a reason to move. Feel a fool, running your stateside games. Lose your load, leave your mind behind, baby Jane. Oh, Mexico, you sound so simple, I just got to go. The sun's so hot, I forgot to go home. Guess I'll have to go now. Americana got the sleepy eye, but his body's
That's James Taylor from his Gorilla album. That track was entitled Mexico. So James Taylor is still recording one more album in the 70s on the Warner Brothers label. We heard Shower the People You Love at the beginning of the show, and that was his 1976 release. The very same year, in 1976, he releases his final Warner Brothers recording, which was a greatest hits album, which included a lot of the songs that we've already heard on the program. And that album has gone on to be, he sold 20 million copies to date from his 1976 Greatest Hits album. So this is an internationally, worldwide, globally successful recording artist. Okay, James Taylor here on my show today. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. And we are working our way through James Taylor. So in 1977, he moves to Columbia Records, and he's still working with Carole King. You know, we heard You've Got a Friend, which was a beautiful recording that James Taylor made with Carole King playing piano. So he continues to record another song by her. And I didn't realize that this was a Carole King composition. I just found that out. But Jerry Goffin and Carole King wrote a song, which I bet you know, Up on the Roof. So let's listen to James Taylor's version of the Carole King song, Up on the Roof. James Taylor.
When this old world starts a getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I'll climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof, it's peaceful as can be. And there the world below don't bother me. No, no. So when I come home feeling tired and beat, I'll go up where the air is fresh and sweet. I'll get far away from the hustle and crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street. On the roof, that's the only place I know. Look at the city, baby, where you just have to wish to make it so. Let's go up on the roof. At night the stars, they put on a show. And darling, you can't share it all with me. That's what I said. Keep on telling you that right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this old world starts getting on a roof. Everything is
That was James Taylor singing the Carole King composition, Up on the Roof, and that was his 1979 album, Flag. James Taylor divorces Carly Simon in 1981, and he kind of loses his energy. You know, as happy and as even-tempered as his music sounds, his life seems to be anything but that. So he's actually considering retiring from music, and he's invited down to Brazil to play at the Rock in Rio Festival in Rio de Janeiro in January 1985. And he produces an amazing song from this experience. It's one of the most beautiful James Taylor songs I know. It's not quite as fluffy as some of his other songs. The song is called Only a Dream in Rio, and he recorded it in 1985. We're about to listen to it. And he's really influenced by the Brazilian music, as you'll hear on the track. It's incredible. And I'd like to read a quote from James Taylor. He's talking about how things went for him down in Rio in 1985. And this is his quote. I had sort of bottomed out in a drug habit. My marriage with Carly had dissolved, and I had basically been depressed and lost for a while. I sort of hit a low spot, and I was asked to go down to Rio de Janeiro to play in this festival down there, and we put the band together and went down, and it was just an amazing response. I played to 300,000 people. They not only knew my music, they knew things about it, and they were interested in aspects of it that to that point had only interested me. To have that kind of validation right about then was really what I needed. It helped me get back on track. So the song Only a Dream in Rio was written in a tribute to that night. And one of the lines is like, I was there that very day and my heart came back alive. So let's listen to this amazing song by James Taylor, Only a Dream in Rio.
More than a distant land or a shining sea, more than the steaming breeze, more than the shining eyes, well, they tell me not, it's rotten inside, and the mask soon slips away. Strange taste of a drop in the fruit, romantic language of the Portuguese, melody on a wooden flute, samba floating in the sun.
What a nossa vai acordar. crowding out loud for the angry crowd, the mild, the wild, and the hungry child. I tell you, there's more than a dream in Rio. I was there on the very day, and my heart came back alive. There was more than the singing voices, more than the upturned faces, and more than the shining eyes. But it's more than the shining eyes, more than the steaming breeze, more than the hidden hill, more than the concrete Christ, more than a distant land, over a shining sea, more than a hungry child, more like another time.
More than a dream in Rio, James Taylor. So the story ends well here for James Taylor. Things got rough for him, but then again, you know, a musician like him, he comes back. He totally comes back. And in 1997, he releases an Hourglass album, hugely successful, kind of a dark album. His biggest success since, you know, 1976's greatest hits. So like that's 20 years later. And he's got a huge, successful release. In 2002, he released October Road. We're going to be hearing a track or two from that platinum-selling album. And the feeling on this album is he's got a really peaceful frame of mind going on. So we're going to be hearing a track called Carry Me On My Way from the 2002 James Taylor album, October Road. On a side note, he has reunited with Carole King, and he's been playing a series of concerts out in Los Angeles at the Troubadour. In November 2007, he did a big concert with Carole King for the 50th anniversary of the club, and that concert's available on CD and DVD, and that's a fabulous recording. And they're also taking that same show on tour. In fact, this year, 2010, they are scheduled to tour in Australia. So let's hear from James Taylor's October Road. We'll be hearing Carry Me On My Way. James Taylor.
seen the comet attraction, Armageddon and Waterloo. I tried to change my mind. I waste precious time. Carry me on my way. 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 On my
Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF.